We serve, right? He's good God.
Good God.
He's good God. So, this morning I want to talk about how we can hear God's voice. I know we might heard different people sharing their experience, like how they hear God. I think this is vital in a walk with God. And I never heard when I grew up how people thought like we can hear God's voice. I've been in church when I was 10 years old. I would say 10 years young, I used to say. And I never heard that, like, you know, when you read Bible, like people in the Bible, Abraham hear God. The reason his life changed because God told him, right? He listened and he obedient what God told him. We thank God for Abraham, right? And because of him, you know, now he become father of faith. So basically, Abraham just believed God. We know scripture say that Genesis chapter 15 verse 6, I believe that when he God took him outside and he looked at the sky and it does your children going to be. And I feel sorry for Abraham, never seen us right now. I mean, of course, he's going to see us in heaven, right? But right now, God told him, your children like be star. But now we are Abraham's children, right? Not grandchildren. That's a good thing. Children of God. And we look through the scripture. We read through scripture on Moses hear God the same way. And he able to act on the word of God. And on we can go. And later we saw Paul, you know, when God, Jesus appeared to him and God spoke to him, but all the people with him, just like hearing thunder. So that's a good thing. Sometimes God speak to you, somebody else can't hear because he speak to you. It's not somebody else. And we see Peter and all and on, you can go on all this. Many people serve God. This day, Benahin, I heard God spoke to him same way. Andrew Womack, the reason his life and, I can relate to a lot of Andrew Womack. I can consider myself. I'm just playing, and like I can see him. I just thank God how God connected me, how to know Andrew Womack. Many others just pastors understand the reason she doesn't have to do this, right? She's already retired. She just doesn't need to wake up every Sunday and do all these things. It's not easy. Trust me. Take a lot of grace. A lot of grace. Now I love about when God speaks, you all obey what he spoke to grace. Accompany with it. Okay. Give you, or if you will, like you have faith to act on what he spoke to you. Now, I'm sure that in the past, many people God spoke to them, they may not obey. I believe that the people who obey, they're written in the Bible. You know, one of example, we see Jonah, right? God told him to go. I said, no, I'm not going. I'm going the other direction. So, but God make it show him that the grace of God, because he loved the people anyway. Now, when God spoke to us, it's not only for our benefit, but the benefit of the others. And that the beauty of God speak to us. When the Lord speak to us, we know Isaiah 48 verse 17, the Lord, I am the Lord your God, teach you to profit, lead the way that you should go. So when God spoke to us, it's for our benefit. You know, when we look at it in Psalm chapter 39 verse 16, says that God was, like we were, when you read the previous verses talking about how we will form, how God like form us everything, right? And then verse 16, everything written about us. So the Lord wants us to fulfill everything written about. We know that God, he's good, right? He's good. He's created everything good. And so he wanted to understand that. And because in order for us to fulfill God's in our life, is we have to hear his voice. And there are many people, and I've seen that they make plan and ask God to bless their plan. It's their plan. It's not God's plan. Because when we fail to hear him, and we're going to do our own thing. And we thought that, okay, Lord, bless me, bless me. Now, I tell you this, there are many pastors I know that they are not supposed to be a pastor. They have no calling of God. One guy, I met him 25 years. But when I talked with him, I started to know his heart. And 25 years later, he's still in America now. Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm a call a pastor. I said, what are you talking about? You said you're 25 years, you're full-time ministry. And I'd have you ever heard God tell you? He said, no. See, that's a question right there. I'm like, you need to hear God's voice before you do things for the kingdom of God. So I look at my life after he spoke to me. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I have been missing since I was 10 years old, 35 years old. What is that? 25 years? 25 years later, I knew the voice of God. And after I knew him, when he spoke to me something, I act on it. And I see the result that I would never can have the result in my ability. Whatever he tell us to do, I think he's smarter than us. We just act on it. We just act on it. We just act on it. And when we act on it, I see, I look back now, like people, like I share in my YouTube channel, there's one girl. She is Catholic in Vietnam. So happened she just turned on YouTube, saw I was sharing the gospel on YouTube. And she's just like, God just convict her. She said, this is the truth. He was sharing the truth. And she was open, following the Bible, the verses. She said, this is the truth. She's holding the Bible. And she just received the Lord right there. You see that? If I didn't do that, God told me to share the gospel on YouTube, she would miss that opportunity. I would miss that opportunity for my benefit. And also our reward. We're talking about our reward. Because God created us. He wants us co-labor with him. He doesn't want us to do a part of him, because your scripture brought up, really, I've been thinking about that scripture. How I look at it is, I look at, like Jesus said, he who abide in me will bear fruit. So basically what Paul said, co-labor, when we walk with the Lord, Jesus said, I'm the light of this world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. What does he mean by? So when we follow Jesus, we have to be communion with him in order to follow him. Because God wants us to fellowship, communion with him, that the way he operating in new covenant. So if we don't understand that, we just, well, I read the Bible, I do this thing. So we do try to impress him, we do the thing. So really just teach us, like, if you don't do, God will not move. So basically we do and God do. If we don't do, God doesn't do. That's not the way, I believe that's not the way God work with us. And he wants us to know. I see that the hindrance, the most people I share in my river and people that I minister that have trouble to hear God was there. It's the first thing I would say, they don't understand how much God loves them. And we know, like, okay, we know that God loves us, but the level of understanding, the level of revelation that how much God loves is different. Everyone is not the same. One guy I shared with him, and he was condemned. He broke my up marriages and more than two times. And I mean, he said, I'm out, I'm done. He was in the church, so I mean, 30 years in the church. But the Lord spoke to me, asked me to take him and help him, how he can, he got sincere heart. He was seeking the Lord. That's the reason. And I talked with him about, I would say 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month later, I told him, you're going to hear God's voice you never heard before, but so simple, so effortless as you can imagine. And he didn't believe me. He didn't believe me when I was sharing. I said, you know it. I said, this is impossible. I never heard. You know, I learned from molded people who have all the education, I said, but the Holy Spirit is going to be different. You know it. So he recognized that he needed to repent, because he tried to earn through the works. We can't come to God or earn the work. So he doesn't understand God love him unconditionally. You know, let's look at the scripture. I like to look at scripture. God is love first. We know that God is love. 1 John 4:8. I want us to look at the scripture. Let's see, 1 John chapter 4, verse 9, after verse 8. First John chapter 4, verse 9. And So this is how we have to we have to believe, because the love of God sometimes is not like fueling. It's no fueling, but you know, when you love like human love, sometimes we have fueling. We can feel it, you know, we can feel it, man. I feel it, man. But God love sometimes it doesn't have any fueling, but it's the truth. It's the truth. So we have to receive it as it is, the truth. And I'm gonna read in verse 9. In this love that God was manifested toward us. So he was manifested his love. How he manifested that he sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him, or live through him, or live with him, or by him. Different translations say different. And this is love, that not that we love God, but he loved us, right? And sent his son. So how he proved us, sent his son. What the purpose? Propitiation for our sin. So why the sin? Because sin is the one that hinders us from God. Once you recognize how much God loves you, you are the righteousness of God. So the sin already been dealt with. The matter of fact, it's from more than 2,000 years ago. Now, many people this day, I met a lot of people at my shop daily. I talk with them, and I say, you sinner righteous, 90% say they are sinner. So when they still consider themselves sinner, that means reject the love of God, reject the forgiveness of God. So they don't understand how much God loved them, because they're based on, oh, I pay my tithes, I go to church, I do a good thing, okay, I help my community, oh, I serve, so on and so forth. All the good work they list, but nothing to do with your sin forgiven. Okay. So when we don't understand that God, because he loves us and he give us grace. In grace, grace also I call it his goodness for me, without me doing anything. Okay. So when I understand that, I mean, it took me a while, 3 years I studied, I didn't know. Now God started showing me how much he loved me. I didn't know how much he loved me, but he started showing me how good he is toward me. I remember when I was in Vietnam, I told my story all the time. I was in forest and jungle, and when I look at 22 people, I'm the only one made it. I started to have questions. I said, what's wrong with those people? They are good, but I'm not good. Why? You brought me to this place. You brought me to America. I'm supposed to end up in different places. Can be in Canada, can be Finland, can be Australia, can be anywhere. But because my prayer, he brought me here. And he started showing me how good he is. And when you read in Psalm, all David talking about how good God is. You can read the Psalm 100, verse 5. The Lord is good. It's good. It's not. He is not angry with you or bad at you. Or I like in some people that, oh, because I mess up and God angry with me, God loved me. That's why a lot of people hated God. They left God. They don't want God. They hated God because they thought that they lose the salvation. What's the point? I'm going to church. Even though I do good, is nothing good happened to me. And they just blame God and then just hate God, just run away from God. But the scriptures say clear that. I want to establish this. Let's open in Isaiah chapter 54. After 53, the work of Jesus, right, was doing that prophetic, talking about prophetic after Jesus bear our sin, sickness, and verse chapter 54, talking about all the goodness of God will come upon us. This is unconditionally the love that God gave us. Isaiah 54 from verse 9, I want to read from verse 9 to verse 10. This is beautiful. The Lord showed me this, man, my life is, I'm like, all right, I can grab into this guy. He's good. I'm not going to let it go, because I have people that manipulate me, do all kind of things and against me. And even though I help them a lot and come out, that's human nature. You have to understand it. But sometimes we carry that the same kind of relationship to God. That is not good when we do that. So let's open Isaiah chapter 54, verse 9 and 10. I love this passage. I mean, if you don't get anything, you get this, you're good to go, man. It says, for this like as the waters of Noah. So this talking about the flood when the water time, right? God destroyed. So we all understand it. Noah unto me, for I sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth. Right? We don't see any flood after that, right? But we still have flood here and there, but not cover whole the earth. So I have sworn that I would not be angry with you, nor rebuke you. How about that? I mean, what can you get better than that? He will not rebuke us, because Jesus did for us on the cross. He has loved us with everlasting love. And if we don't accept that, if we don't receive that, he has loved us with everlasting love. Matter of fact, you go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, talking about we are beloved and accepted. And the same karitao translated in Luke chapter 1, verse 28, when the angel declared to Angel Gabriel declared to Mary, you're highly favored. And Mary believed that. And she is highly favored to this day. And people worship Mary. If we believe like Mary believed, we would be highly favored, right? Karitao, the same, only two times appear in the New Testament. You can look that up in Greek word. And if we would believe this thing, I'll tell you, the day of frustration is gone. The day of fear is gone because the love of God is perfect. How we know that? The First John chapter 2, verse 5. Let me finish this part. The verse 10 said, for the mountains shall depart. Okay. We still see mountain, right? It's not depart yet. And the hill be removed. But my kindness, another translation, my goodness. Okay. Another translation, because kashet in the Hebrew, kashet. My goodness or my kindness or my goodness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, say the Lord who has mercy on you. It's not God hate on you. He has mercy on us. And Peter, I love Peter said that we have obtained mercy. 1 Peter 2:10. You see that? When we understand, we wrap ourselves around this truth. Guess what? God is always with us. He's loving us. So he pour out his good to all. It's not to some. It's all unjust and unjust. Jesus is talking about that. And you can look that in Psalm chapter 45, verse 8, or Psalm 30, 34, taste and see the Lord is good. And on I can go in Psalm. We read Psalm. Oftentimes, David was praising God, and he was inspired by Holy Spirit to say something. So God is good. Basically, we have to understand God loves us because he loves us. He gives us grace, right? He gives us grace. And he asks us to stand on this grace. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, he said, by faith, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Okay, peace, that means he already reconciled to us. By whom? By Jesus, we have access. By faith, we have access into the grace that God has given us and where we stand. Paul said that we have to stand the grace. We have to establish our heart by the grace of God. What does that mean? God already done for us. This is his goodness. We have to ground, rooted our heart, ourselves in kind of God kind of love toward us. How we know that God love, God already showed us, he already did us. How we know that he's loving us. And I want to go to 1 John chapter 2. Let's go there, read it. Verse 5. This is beautiful. If you get it, what I get it, it's beautiful. Verse 5, it says, but whoever keeps his word, I'm reading from a New King James Version, truly the love of God is perfected in him. Whoever keeps his word. Only through his word we know that his love toward us perfected. So what it does, 1 John 4, 18, perfect love casts out fear. I would say if you live in fear, you live in intimidation, what kind of situation going on? We fear what I'm going to do. I'm getting like 80 or whatever the number. What I'm going to do? I don't have food to eat. What I'm going to do? I can't pay my, because you don't recognize God's love is perfected in us. We don't believe that the love that God loved us. And when we don't see how much God loves us, how much God cares for us, we start worry. And the fear starts to come. Fear is one of the tactics the enemy use, devil use over, 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 and over to distract us, to destroy many lives. Because when the fear comes, has torment, 1 John 4:18. But perfect love casts out fear. Who has perfect love? Only the love of God. When we understand that he loved us unconditionally, perfect, that the love of God to us, we need to settle the thing, whether the enemy draw at us from left, from right, whether financial, whether sickness, disease, I'm going to stand. If I die, I told my wife, if I die when we got COVID, I go to see Jesus. I'm going sooner. I'm going there faster. So who cares? We all win every sound. So when I see the how much he loved me. He started to show his goodness when I come to U.S. He started to show me even more goodness. Now, I would say this goodness of God is take heart to see. Not everybody can see the goodness of God. Amen. Sometimes we forget it too. The Lord reminded me, when you keep thanking God every day, keep the goodness of God running in your life. The more we keep thanking Him, the more humble we are, the more humble we are, the more we trust in Him. The more we trust Him, the goodness of God continue to display greater and greater in our life. I see that. You look at children of Israel. Psalm chapter 7 and 8, right? 41 says, yeah, they tempt God. They turn back, you see, and tempt God, and they limited the Holy One of Israel. When we turn back, we don't trust in Him anymore. We don't see the goodness of God. We don't keep thanking Him. We don't recognize how much He loves us. We don't recognize how much He cares for us. We don't recognize how good He is toward us. Because His goodness will change the way we think about Him. Romans chapter 2, verse 4 says, don't you know that the goodness of God lead us to repentance? Or basically, lead us change the way we think about God. I used to think God so mad at me because so many wrong things I have done. I thought He was mad at me, and I'm done. I will confess. I don't know how many times I come to church, just confess in front of congregation. They would include my communion. I can't take communion because I was a sinner, right? That's a sinner consciousness will kill me. I didn't know that devil uses sin consciousness to kill us. So when we understand how much God loves us unconditionally, sin consciousness has no place in us. That's the beauty of understanding how much God loves us. When we fail to recognize how much He loves us, this one will stop us have confident relationship with the Lord. Because God worked the relationship. When you don't have relationship with God, you don't have fellowship with the Lord, you can't hear His voice. I guarantee you. When you understand how much He loves you, regardless situation going on, regardless thing is not going your way, regardless thing, I can share a lot of things going on. One of the things many people have the shop, they don't have customers. I have more customers than I can handle. I couldn't find the right help for me. That can be frustrating. The Lord told me last night, another time, multiple times He spoke to me. He said, son, if you're not worried, if you can be rest when you didn't have food, 2011, and now you've seen many miracles, you should be always rejoicing. I said, Lord, I was taking a shower. You see that? The religious teacher said, you have to kneel down and you have to fall. No, God is with us all the time. So He spoke to us naturally, just the way that we're talking to your spouse, like your friend, whoever you talk to him. How you talk to your friend? I heard some people when they pray, they change the voice. Oh Lord, express it, something great. No, God, He knows our friend. He's the one who created us. He knows exactly. We don't have to impress Him. We already impressed, by the way. We don't need to impress Him. We already, when He created us, we are His workmanship, created us in Christ Jesus. We are the child of God. So we must recognize how much He loves us. I would say that's the key. When I showed the guy how much God loved him, he said, how about what I have done wrong? I said, you worship your wrongdoing or you worship the Lord is good? He said, I mean, his eyes is like this big. I can see it. Brother, I've never seen that way before. I said, because the darkness have blinded you. Because you see your wrongdoing bigger than the blood of Jesus. You see what you have done wrong is bigger than the goodness of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, the grace of God. And we, when we do that, what Paul said, you fall away from grace. You see that? How can we go together if two are not in agreement, right? Amos 3:3. So we must agree with God. Because when we believe the word of God says so, sometimes doesn't happen in your future. Now, sometimes I spend time with the Lord, I feel so much good. I can feel the presence of God just like I'm the only person in this planet. But sometimes I can feel nothing. We can't go by our feeling. We go by feeling, we go by flesh. Now, the spirit sometimes can cause feeling. We can have expression toward God. Sometimes you just write down something, you read that, wow, I really experience God that way. Sometimes we forgot it when we write down journal. It's really good when we go back, read it. And we got to believe it. That's it. I love John said this. Let's open 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. I love this. This is my deal. Big deal right here. Man, if you don't get anything, this is, if we can wrap up our head around 1 John 4:16. This is awesome, John. Just thank God he has put in here. And we have known and believed the love God has for us. Now, a lot of us know God loves us. A lot of people believe that God loves them. They have a lot, but John said that I have known and believed the love of God has us. Not only know, but believe. That's it. Believe the love that God has for us. When we do this, we are in agreement. We automatically in agreement with God, just like we are receiving his love, basically. We are good candidate or good recipient to receive all the goodness of God, all the love of God on us. We recognize the goodness of God. And the more we do so, his voice comes to us naturally. The first time God spoke to me, audible voice in my room, I never heard audible voice again. Now, almost 13 years, the end of this year could be 13 years, I never heard audible voice again. He spoke to me, stand fast in the liberty by which Christ made you free. So simple, I miss it. I memorize the scripture, but I miss it. But when the Lord spoke to me, Jesus spoke to me, it become light, just like, oh my goodness, I didn't see it, just like in room darkness, now you see light, that kind of thing. I saw it clearly. And since then, I always remind myself, because I don't want to forget. When I forgot, that means I started lean on my own understanding. And I started to create some plan and trust and ask God to bless my plan. That's not his plan. I want his plan for my life, because God has a plan for us. And in order for us to fulfill his plan for us, we recognize that we need to hear him. So understanding how much he loves us, free us from guilt, free us from condemnation, free us from worry. Because imagine like this, if somebody million or multi-millionaire or billionaire love you and care for everything for you, don't you worry? No, of course, the answer is no. But when we understand that God is more than so, he's not only take care of need, our physical need, physical and spiritual, and sometimes emotional need. You know, I see a lot of people emotional, but when they understand the love of God, that emotional become to God's emotional instead of, you know, flesh emotional. So that can be a good thing. And God can turn different things around, and he only person can minister to us. Nobody can go deeper in our most like the deepest being. When he spoke to me, I'll tell you, my body couldn't contain it. I don't know how to explain to this day. I still remember vividly. That was night. Every the end of the year, I spent time recognizing his goodness, his mercy, his grace to bring me to this nation, to help me to start a new life. And when I look back now, I have no regret to follow him. Now, I'm not going to say that when God spoke to you, it's not going to be easy all the time. No. The challenges in God is helping us to grow better. I would say so, grow better. I'm still learning. We're all going to learn, I believe, until the last day. Because God gives us so much, but take his grace to partake of the calling of God. Every one of us, different calling. Can be teacher, can be all kind of thing. But when we do unto the Lord, so much pleasure, so much fun. I was talking to my friend in Vietnam. I've been talking with him since 2010. And he is a pastor. He's in denomination, very strict denomination, just like Catholic. I can relate to that, because in Vietnam, they add to culture thing into denomination. You can't speak in tongue. We don't believe in a miracle already pass away, okay? No miracle. If miracle happen, maybe you subject, maybe revoke license as a pastor, so on and so forth. A lot of consequences gonna be taking place. Well, he loved the Lord. And I shared with him, I mean, God showed me how much this guy loved the Lord. And he raised people, 3 people from the dead, multiple cancer free, he prayed for. And if the normal pastor, they're gonna revoke their license. But God gave him so much grace, so much favor. He's thriving. And now he's about to, they're about to move him to his another place. He's staying usually 4 years, like the term. He's already stayed 8 years at max. You can stay 8 years, just like 8 years. That's max in our presidency, right? 8 years too, right? Max. That's it. Here. Now he's the ninth year. They said, you got to move. So they're going to arrange him, go somewhere. So I was talking to him. The Lord showed me that the next place you're going to go, God's going to, you're going to reap the place that you never sown. because the Lord gonna bless him a lot. So what I'm sharing with this, because he understands the love of God. He said, brother, without you sharing with God how much he loved me, I might hinder the blessing of God in my life and the life of others. So once we understand how much God cares for us, how much he loves us, how good he is toward us, our thinking starts shifting. Instead of focusing on ourselves, we start focusing on him, focusing on other things that he's calling us. And I believe there are a lot of things I want to share, and we can come to where God can speak a different way, dream, vision. We're going to go through all that. I don't know how many messages I'm going to finish this. Look like kind of series. And I want to establish we have foundation that I would say this is the safe foundation God gave us if we understand how much he loves us. Sound like so simple, but I'll tell you in practical thing, this is daily communion, daily commitment to the Lord. Because God wants us to fellowship with him, to work with him. I can't do the thing that I'm doing right now, just like simple, just our shop. We're busy. I mean, we're crazy busy. People are calling left and right. And the people work with us, they're more depressed. And we, like, they're depressed because they say, oh, sorry. People, I used to work the place. There are no customer, but you guys have more customers. She was depressed because he said, maybe you sell yourself because you can't handle anyone. I said, I have Jesus. What are you talking about? She's a believer, but she doesn't understand the love of God, the grace of God. Sarah, you saw Sarah? Sarah. She said, I'm afraid if you sell the shop, I don't know where I'm going to work. I love this place, man. I love people here. I don't want to go anywhere. I said, who tell you that we're going to sell the shop? No, we have Jesus. What do you think about? You have Jesus, you have more than 1,000 people can work for you. So my dependencies on him is not my how much I can do, how much good I can do. He been take care of me. I said, because the rent and only three of us work the rent and every expenses you're talking about. I said, who cares? He been taking care of us this 3 years. He asked me to expand and I did it. He did it. He paid for me for expansion. And I believe he's not going to stop here. I don't see that how God can stop here. I will sell unless he tell me to. In the meantime, we're just cruising. Just take care. Take easy. Don't worry. Because she doesn't understand the love of God, the power of God. I understood. Daisy now, she's catch up better and better. I'm so glad. After we talked, and she humbled herself a lot this day. I'm so thankful, God. Because I don't want, because that's what the devil come trying to separate us, trying to do the thing against our marriage. But I'm going to stand and say, devil, you touch my marriage. You take off your hand, you leave. I have to take my authority. As a husband, as a wife, we have the right to take authority because we are one. If you married, you one. You have authority over your husband when the devil come against you. Or your husband, you have authority over your wife when enemy come against your wife or your children, your family. We have to stand because God, the Bible said that God already joined us, let no one separate. Even devil have no right to separate us, okay? So we have to stand strong because when the devil is after our children, because they can't come to our children because under our roof, they have to come to us first. We have must understand that. So I told, I talked with my wife to shake her eyes like this open. I said, just thank God. She doesn't know. I've been praying for 9 years. There's something she grew up in the family, that kind of thing, affected her. But thank God for the grace of God. I waited 9 years to share. And sometimes we have to be patient, live with husband, okay? By the grace of God, by the way. Don't trust in our ability. So what I'm sharing, when we understand how much God loves us, everything else, he will take care of. We just continue lean on him, continue abide in him, continue abide in his love. Just like John, you see John, he has a revelation. God show him to him. I mean, he's just like, I'm beloved apostle. Don't Peter, a beloved apostle, Peter, he mentioned many times, any other. But why are you saying that? Because he has revelation of the love of God for him. And Peter, Paul said this, to know the love of Christ is past knowledge that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. In order for us to fulfill all the fullness of God, we must understand how much God loves us. And one we settle, one we establish. And before I close, I want to read in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. So this is how we establish our heart, not what we can do for God or just like what how much we can love God. No, we know that I love God because he first loved me. That's it, right? 1 John 4:19 and Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. I love this verse. It says, For it is good that the heart be established by grace, not by works, by the grace or by the goodness of God. But how much he loves us, we need to establish on the love of God, the goodness of God. So when I understand how much God loved me, when I saw that the goodness of God displayed in my life, I said, Lord, the day of frustration is gone. The day of worry is gone. Because why? He loved me. If he can bring me out of Vietnam with by his power, by his goodness, I'm not worthy. Compared to 21 people, 20 people, I was the worst 21 people. I was the worst guy in the group. They even criticized me. You are a sinner. I said, yes. That's why I need Jesus. But the Bible says when we sin, like we confess our sins to the Lord, he's faithful and just as clean us and to clean us all our sin. We're just trusting. If you don't trust God, you trust yourself, you're in danger of yourself. You know, they trust in their good work. Look at what? We need to continue with the good or bad in ourselves. Don't boast about before God, Paul talking about. The Lord showed me this one time with the good or bad. You don't focus. If you receive people giving you praise, you will receive people criticizing you. Neither this one is, don't focus about it. Focus how much I love you, how much I care for you. That you need to focus on. This is good thing. You establish, we establish our heart, our mind, the thing that God is for us. He's not against us. He loves us. He's for us. He died for us. He gave his own son for us. What else can he hold back? Romans chapter 8, I believe verse 32, talking about it. If we believe this thing, I'll tell you, our worry is gone. Our bill is, who cares? He's the one. I love in a post with the first or second Corinthians, the parent for children. Now we don't have that word to express in English or in Vietnamese or in my culture. In English, parent for children, so simple saying, but the meaning is his obligation to take care of me, because parent, he's my parent, man. I'm his children, so he gotta take care of me. And I put demand on him. God, you said so. I believe your word. It is written. Jesus, as long as it's written, we can stand on it. As is, it is written. There's no written, I can't stand on that. People say, amen. They say here and there. I said, it is written. No, I can't take that. We can agree and disagree. But as it is written, I say, yes, I can stand on that. See? So when the Lord said that, I will take care of you. It is written. Yes, it is written. Cast all your care upon me. I care for you. I can do that. Right? Amen. So I'm going to stop right here and we can continue, because we need to establish, and then we go to how we can hear his easier. So we need to have foundation, because if we fail to recognize how much he cares, how much he loves us, we can learn other things, but this is foundation. Just like you're building your house, you don't have foundation, you're trying to build higher, you fall to the ground. So I believe that when we finish this, God can speak to us. I mean, God speaks a dream and vision, all kinds of people who speak against me, people who love me. God will show me. God will show me. When I pray in tongue before I go sleep, remember I shared that? How many people get testimony? How many dreams that you have before you? Yeah, you got the dream before you go to bed, pray in tongue. 5 minutes. I have prophetic dream. I have people that the guy that been hating me, I knew him. The pastor hate me, I know. But I pray for them, right? The Bible says that people who hate you, pray for those who hate you. I'm not hating that person. The person is not hating me. The devil in him that hating me. Okay, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood. I don't want to fall into his scheme, his tactic, his snare. That's snare, the devil. If I hate that pastor, I that's mean I fall into his scheme, his snare. All right.